Willkommen, meine Damen und Herren, zu einem spaziergang nach Schiff.
Let's move on to the next slide if we can. This really caught my eye, courtesy of Money Week trader John Burford, who writes. And he wrote something, and I thought this was quite an interesting scenario. There's something weird about the FTSE 100 right now. In all my years of trading, I've never seen a stronger example of resistance, i.e. where a market is unable to rise higher than a specific value that I'm seeing in the FTSE 100. The FTSE index looked like it would first rise above the magic 7,000 level in 1999 during the dot-com boom. That boom turned to a bust and the market fell away. The market gradually rose again to 7,000 in 2007, only to bounce off it a few times and then fall back after the 2008 crash. Since 2013, the FTSE has tested that 7,000 number over and over again, but it bounces back down every single time. So if we just go on to the next segment. Okay, this is the chart. Okay, we've got this big resistance at this 7,000 area, and we've got this wedge type formation, basically a series of higher lows. Okay, so we're coming into a critical juncture in terms of technical analysis. And if we just move to that final slide in this, the resistance at 7,000 is one part of a wedge pattern. The other half of the wedge is the support line, which begins at the 2009 low. Wedge is one of my favourite patterns, and this one is a dozy lasting almost 6 years. Wedge patterns are important because when a market eventually breaks out of a wedge pattern, it normally breaks out in a strong, decisive way, violently up or down. In other words, something's got to give. Either the FTSE will finally surge through the 7,000 level after 15 years of trying, or we're in for a serious crash. Okay, that's quite a statement, isn't it? Yeah. That it might break to the upside and yet it might crash.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Well, it's kind of a mixture of what's forcing it higher and higher. Is it being forced higher and higher by anything fundamentally that's driving it upwards, or is it driven by kind of irrational exuberance, as it were?
Yeah.
You know, that's the big question, whether you're looking at technicals or whether you're looking at macro or fundamental analysis. You know, all these higher highs based on, is this kind of exuberance based on anything solid? Is the economy stronger than it was last year? Is there more demand? Is it a better place to do business? Or is it simply liquidity driven?
But it's just extraordinary for me, okay, that you're talking about taking out a 15-year chart point, 7,000, or if we don't, we're going to crash.
Yeah.
So there's no sort of middle ground. Why can't we consolidate at this level for another 1 year, 2 years, three years?
The kind of 7,000, the kind of psychological level.
Round numbers.
It's such an interesting one. People get obsessed with it across, you know, and the Dow and everything. And I wonder if it's a kind of increased communication across increased kind of networking of traders that didn't happen in the past. And so any kind of ideas spread like wildfire.
Yep.
Whereas they might have been, I'm just kind of suggesting here, maybe in the past when you just had one pit and they were all separated and you didn't communicate between them. Obviously you had communication within one, but didn't communicate the same way, that these kind of ideas didn't spread. Whereas now, these ideas that get fixed in people's minds of 7,000 is such a psychologically important thing. They spread like wildfire, and it's so easy to have a kind of systemic idea.
A keystroke you can tell the world in this
age.
Yeah, that's one idea. Okay, that's Craig Drake, Head of Institutional Research, FX Street. He's going to co-host for the rest of the show. Let's take a real quick break and then we're going to return.